The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. There's a story they tell in my family that's just three words long. Remember the darts? Everybody does, and we all laugh and enjoy the story for a bit without anybody actually telling it. We had just hung up a dartboard in the basement, the kind where the darts have rubber suction cups on the end instead of lethal points. I was little, and all the neighborhood kids were big. They'd been playing with each other since before I was alive and had more time to get good at all the games. Red Rover, Tag, Monopoly. Darts was different. Darts was something I could practice. So one night after my siblings had tired and gone upstairs, I got busy. I knew if I stayed down there long enough throwing darts, sooner or later I would hit the board, and eventually I would be able to make the four darts stick to the four bullseyes in the corners. It would be like heads or tails with pennies. Stick with heads, and eventually you'll win. I threw the darts. Time can stretch pretty long when you're small and alone and the basement is getting colder. The pipes whine and gurgle, toilet flushing, teeth brushing. Upstairs, they're putting on jammies, and every four throws, you have to collect the darts from under the stationary tubs and behind the sump pump and try again. The darts have to land somewhere. Eventually, it will be the bullseyes. I had to stand on a chair to stick the four darts onto the four bullseyes. I wasn't cheating. I was just showing myself and the darts how it was going to look when it was all done. It looked wonderful. It didn't seem unreasonable to skip ahead in time to the moments when the darts really landed that way. When you write down the answer in arithmetic without showing your work, it's still the answer. When I called them all to come and see, they were neither amazed nor delighted. "Do it again," they said, "and we'll believe it happened the first time." That's not what they say when the penny comes up heads. That's not what they said to Jesus after the loaves and fishes or when he raised Lazarus from the dead. I had no choice but to keep throwing the darts. They came down to check on me now and again, siblings darting smirks back and forth, the way they do when you're in trouble and they're not. Parents offered me a chance to admit that I'd cheated. I threw the darts. Give up and there'd be nothing ahead but to bow in confession, hear what a disappointment I was, and accept my punishment. If I persisted, the triumphant thing would eventually happen and everyone would be glad. Eventually there were tears and histrionics, lots of snot. I don't recall precisely how it all came to an end. Remember the darts? When you tell a story without telling it, you don't mind the gaps. When a story sticks with you like that, it must be you learned something. Maybe I was working out the relationship between hard work and luck. I like to think it taught me something about being a parent. It sure taught me to be a better liar. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.